You've mentioned the Japa mantra chanting alone can lead to knowledge, even though we may not know the meaning. How does it lead to the Brahma Vidya or Atmanyanam or whatever? Is it the Shraddha that actually does the magic?
Shraddha makes us repeat the mantra because we have faith in the mantra itself. But Patanjali Rishi had defined what is called japa. Tat japaha tat arthabodhak. Japa must be done with meaning in mind. That means we have to be conscious. So, if I am uttering Om Ramakrishna, what does Om mean? What does Ramakrishna mean? And then whenever we remember Ramakrishna, his pure and holy life flashes in our mind. And so, when we are thinking, meditating upon that holy life, slowly, gradually, our life also must change. Otherwise, if we don't think about the meaning, where do you think our mind will be? Mind doesn't stop thinking. If we are not thinking holy thoughts, what does it mean? Correct. So, what is spiritual practice? Preventing the mind from other thoughts, focusing exclusively on holy thoughts. So, mantras are most helpful in that respect.
Perfect.
That's why in our system, we say japa and dhyana. Japa means repeat with shraddha the mantra, the words themselves, the syllables themselves. Dhyana means meditate on the form of that particular chosen deity whose mantra has been given to us, maybe Krishna, Rama, Kali. And when we remember them, just as you remember somebody, you don't remember only that person, his actions, his reactions, and his qualities, they all come together flooding into our mind, isn't it?
Absolutely.
That is what should happen, and we have to practice it. Otherwise, what is the use? I'm doing, repeating like a parrot. That's what Sri Ramakrishna gives, that example of a parrot. Whole life it repeats Ramakrishna. When death comes, it reverts back to its original song.
Correct.
Tat japaha, tat artha bhavana. Yeah.
And Maharaji, just one, if you can elaborate, you made a very big statement that for the Brahma Jnanam or Atma Jnanam, our normal logic and reasoning which we use for our secular Vivaharika knowledge doesn't apply at all.
Correct.
So it is just simply the Shruti is the Shruti and Guru Vakya and just simply Shravanam, Mananam, Nityasanam. That remains the major tool to work with.
First of all, you understand what is logic. Logic is a process of discrimination between two given objects. Is this, suppose you go to a shop and there are so many same thing, same product by different companies. Then your logic should come. This is a known company. It is standard. Even if it be costlier, it is more reliable. The other one, no guarantee. So, both objects in worldly logic, you must know both the object. You must know what the knowledge of both the object, pros and cons. And then only you can discriminate logically. Logic doesn't work if you know one and if you don't know the other. But these are both are obtainable by the sense organs. Therefore, you are supposed to use your discrimination through logic. Discrimination means what? Applying logic practically. This is better than this. I can be with peace of mind. It will give better service to me. But the truths about whether God exists, afterlife exists, it is not in our sphere. Logic will not simply work. You don't know both. What I mean is, so there is world and there is God. We have to discriminate between these two. So we must have knowledge about the world. We are supposed to have knowledge because we are in the world. Every day we are dealing with the world. Do we really know what is the nature of the world? Anything can happen at any time. I might die at any time. Everything is unreliable. Is it not a fact? So, we don't know that. We think that everybody may die. I will not die. So, neither we have knowledge about the world. Of course, we don't know anything about other world. Therefore, we have to have faith in the scripture. What does the scripture do? It gives us right knowledge about both God as well as about the world. We obtain the truth about the world only from the scriptures. We should have been able to obtain it from experience. But unfortunately, Maya covers it. But about God, unless we experience God, we have no knowledge. Therefore, we must have complete faith about the knowledge from the Vedas, about God, other world, etc. And how do we obtain that faith? That is the question that comes. About an absolutely unknown truth. How do I rely upon it just because somebody tells me? For that, there is a logic. Look at the person's life. Who is telling you?
Yeah.
And what is it? He may have practically nothing. Kaupena vantaha khalu bhagyavantaha. He may have a loincloth. But he is too much happy than any one of the worldly people we know. And we see that he is a happy person. That is our experience. And he doesn't have anything. What is our experience? Unless we have something, we can't be happy. He doesn't have anything, yet he is very happy. So, it is logical to think there must be some source. And what is that source? He is following the scriptural teachings. He has faith and he thinks of God. He leads a godly life. And hence, that is the source of his happiness. So, God exists or not is not the point. If God exists, what should be the result?
Yeah.
And this is a wonderful psychological point you will appreciate. When you are dreaming, I am having my desire fulfilled. You know it is your mental concept. But you believe that your desire is, you are experiencing that desire. Whether that object exists or doesn't exist is not the point. Therefore, whether God is there, whether God is Ananda Swarupa or not, that is immaterial. If I believe God exists and he is of the nature of Ananda and I am thinking of God as what? As Ananda. If you think of Ananda, will you become happy or not?
Yes.
Ah, that is the psychology. Everything is psychology. Nothing is outside the mind. Only when we go outside the mind, we understand the real truth. But until that time, mana eva manushyanam karanam sukha dukkhayoh. When we say, look at these great souls, they are so happy, swimming in the nectar lake of Amrita. Then I don't need anything. Just like them, I don't need anything. I can also be much more happy than anybody else. I am not frightened of death. What else you want? Anybody wants? That is the truth. Okay.